Good morning, everyone. This is Catechism 2021, and it is the seventh Lord's Day. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we give ourselves to you. Thank you for life and the promise of eternal life, the hope that we have in Christ. We confess gladly, joyfully, Jesus Christ as Lord. Bless us in our time in your word this morning. Bless us by your spirit. Amen. All right, just an announcement in case you didn't see it. We are getting the parking lot salted right now because of the ice. No Sunday school, but please join us here at 10:45 for morning worship. The past 2 weeks, we were not able to meet. So praise the Lord, we're able to meet. If not, of course, join us on Facebook Live, 10:45. Catechism 2021. Catechism means instruction, and this is a weekly online ministry for your discipleship. You could use it as an individual, for your family, or in a small group setting. It is practical, biblical instruction in question and answer format. If you want more information, just go to our website and go to the Catechism 2021 tab, and you can check out the first couple of weeks on this ministry where I explain more of exactly what it is and exactly how you can use it. But let's get into it. Today, question 20, are all saved through Christ just as all were lost through Adam? Now, that's a good question, and that's a question every single Christian needs to have a settled rest about in our hearts. It's the question of universalism. Because Christ came as the Savior, does that mean that all people are automatically saved? Here's the answer. No, only those are saved who, by true faith, are grafted into Christ and accept all his blessings. So salvation is received by grace through faith. Faith is the operative word here, or the key word here. We must receive Christ by faith, by a true faith, be grafted into Christ. We must partake of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must have a share in him, being spiritually united to Jesus. That's where salvation is. Christ is salvation. And this B word is important. Blessings. All of the blessings of salvation are found in Christ, which means none of them are found apart from Christ. Question 21. What is true faith? I guess that's very important, right? If we're saved by true faith, what is true faith? Here you'll get a summary and lots of cross references, and there's even those down here is just scratching the surface. True faith is not only a knowledge and conviction that everything God reveals in his word is true, it is also, let me pause right there. Faith is a knowledge and conviction that everything God reveals in his word is true. But it's not only knowledge and conviction that everything God reveals in his word is true. True faith is not merely intellectual. It is also deeply rooted assurance, or you could say there, trusting. Trusting. It is also a deeply rooted assurance, confidence created in me by the Holy Spirit, we'll come back to that phrase, through the gospel, that out of sheer grace earned for us by Christ, not only others, but I too have had my sins forgiven, have been made forever right with God, and have been granted salvation. What a rich, rich paragraph or sentence, really. And if you are with your family or with a small group or even with yourself, you could take that phrase by phrase and meditate on each one and offer prayers to God for the glories that are summarized here and read the passages and rejoice in what Christ has done. And if you have a share in Christ, rejoice in him. If you do not have a share in Christ, look to him and believe. It is also a deeply rooted assurance, a confidence in Christ created in me. Notice the personalized thrust of how this is summarized. Created in me. by the Holy Spirit. So it's created in me, but it does not originate from me. It comes from the Holy Spirit through the gospel, the message of Christ, his righteous life, his sacrificial death, his glorious resurrection, and the salvation that's found in him, the gospel message, the good news, that out of sheer grace earned for us by Christ. And so that's important, the E word, earned. Salvation is earned, just not by us. It's received as a gift to us, received by faith, but it is earned for us by Christ. Not only others, but I too. Right? So here's that personalized aspect, created in me. I too have had my sins forgiven. So you see, it's not just intellectual. Salvation is never just intellectual. It is not just believing that God forgives sins. It is looking to Christ, having a settled assurance in my heart, trusting with confidence that Christ forgives my sins. I must have a share of Christ. This is true faith. You can see the three core blessings summarized. I mean, the blessings of the gospel are many, but they're summarized here with three. Sins forgiven, number one. Been made forever right with God, number two. Having been granted salvation or eternal life, a deliverance from judgment. So the blessings of Christ are summarized there. But for example, one of the things it doesn't mention is we're sanctified and made holy in Christ. That's another blessing. And there are others as well. But they're summarized here. Forgiveness of sins, having been made forever right with God. There's that relational aspect. And been granted salvation. And as we go through week after week, we'll build upon those, of course. And I encourage you, go to those cross references and study those. Question 22. What then must a Christian believe? Everything God promises us in the gospel, that gospel is summarized for us in the articles. Here we go. Of our faith, a creed beyond doubt that is confessed throughout the world. What, and then here are your cross references for that. Matthew 28:18-20, John 20:30-31. And then here I added this, our church's statement of faith, the Baptist faith and message. It's a transition here that he makes. Let's go back to it. Just asking what we must believe. Everything God promises us in the gospel. And then it transitions into a creed that you'll see in a second, that the gospel summarized in the articles of the Christian faith. So it's going to be a statement of faith here that summarizes the gospel. What are these articles? See if this sounds familiar to you. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. I have a footnote there. Read that footnote. If you have the book or after this, go to the webpage and you can look at this. And I don't think you have time to read it right now, although it is on the screen. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. That's not the Roman Catholic Church. The word Catholic just means universal. This just means the body of Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit and the one true universal church that's filled with the Holy Spirit. So don't let that word Catholic fool you. It's not the Roman Catholic Church. The communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. So this Apostles' Creed summarizes belief in God the Father, belief in God the Son and his work of salvation, and belief in God the Holy Spirit and his work in salvation and in the church. And that summarizes the Christian faith. Does it say everything about the Christian faith in the gospel? Of course not, but it summarizes it. So it's a good place to start. And yeah, so go back and read. Actually, it's on the screen here, so you don't have to go to the website. You could always just go to the playback and pause that and read that footnote on the word hell. The memory verse for this week, if you do not already have this memorized and committed to heart, you I'm sure you've heard this. Arguably, most likely, the most quoted, most cherished Bible verse. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Believes in him. You must believe in Christ. This is true faith. You'll not perish, but you will have eternal life. And this is an expression of God's love to the world. Salvation came first to the Jew, as was promised. They were heirs of the promises of God. And then also Gentiles are grafted in through faith, heirs of those promises also, the mystery of the gospel. Both Jew and Gentile, aka the world, can receive salvation through Christ. Father, we thank you again. Thank you for all that you've done for us, all that you've given to us. We do not thank you nearly enough, but in this moment, we join our hearts in prayer, and we say thank you, Lord. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, well, God bless you, and join us again, 10:45. We will be worshiping in person, distanced and masked, but also Facebook Live. Check us out. God bless you.